Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, the home of the best local news. This is Jesse Steele for October 15, 2021. Well, my prayers have been answered from yesterday, seeing as there was no news. Today, I've got plenty of news. I'm going to actually have to choose what not to say. So that is fantastic. But you know what I'm going to do first? I'm going to drink my coffee from Brewed Awakening. You guys have been to Brewed Awakening, right? Big Pine? Oh, man. It's the best mom and pop style coffee shop that you can possibly go to. Shelly and Chastity make the best coffee, the best food, and give the greatest environment that you could possibly want to sit in and enjoy your cup of coffee. I could not speak better of them, nor the establishment. You need to head down to Big Pine and go to Brewed Awakening. They're only open in the mornings, so head down there early. But trust me, it's worth it. Where are we going to start today? How about at the beginning, she said. I asked her who she was, and she slowly faded away into the mist. Sometimes I talk to myself while I'm waiting for the page to load. Hey, remember to get out tomorrow for the 5K walk run through Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance. For more information about that, head over to easternsierranow.com, where you can sign up and be involved in that wonderful fundraiser. It's quite a few mammoth recreational stories that I can read for you here. The first one is the Mammoth Track Club is hosting an in-person meeting and venue site walk at the Whitmore Recreation Area this Saturday, October 16th, 2021, from 9 to 10 a.m. to provide information to the public about the Regional Park Program, or the RPP, grant project. Recreation enthusiasts are invited to enjoy a coffee, tea, and breakfast pastry or bagel while learning more about the Regional Park Program, grant project, and the proposed improvements to the Whitmore Recreation Area. The club is looking to gather additional community design input for programming needs, space alternatives, and path/fitness activities for the proposed recreation center and multi-use trail with fitness stations. The Whitmore Track and Sports Field project was adopted by the town's planning commission on October 26, 2011, and phase one was completed on November 17, 2012. Combined with the stunning 9-lane polyurethane track and full-size synthetic turf field, the new recreation features will further position Mammoth Lake's reputation as a premier high-altitude training destination for a multitude of endurance sports and recreation. Participants are asked to meet at the Whitmore Track and Sports Field concession stand at 9 a.m. on Saturday, October 16th, 2021. Thank you in advance for your valuable time and commitment to elevate our recreation amenities. I remember back when this was still a dream and hadn't even been on paper yet, I was interviewing Dina Castor, and she showed me a picture of the idea of this made like a gingerbread house. That was kind of how they sold it in the first place. It was awesome and super tasty. And I'm sure something that not a single person that uses that track and field sports center would ever eat, but I'll eat it. Oh, yes, I will. Okay, let's move on. Something else from Mammoth Rex came up today. The Tony Colasardo scholarship application period for winter programs is opening soon. Monday, October 18th. Through Friday, October 29th, the Tony Colasardo Scholarship Fund provides full or partial scholarships for the many popular camps and recreation programs offered by the Parks and Recreation Department. Tony Colasardo was a longtime recreation commissioner who was a passionate advocate for inclusion and social equality and believed that every child, regardless of income level, ability, race, or gender, should have access to the benefits of parks and recreation. These scholarships are intended to remove any financial impediment facing a family when deciding to participate in our mini camps and programs in Mammoth Lakes. So definitely apply for that because there is a lot of things to do. Ooh, this one's spooky. The haunted roller rink and carnival at the Rec Zone. I'm not sure I have the backbone to go check this out, but you should. Join them for a spooky good time at the Mammoth Rec Zone from 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday, October 29th. Weather permitting, of course. Elementary age students will once again enjoy games, prizes, a costume contest, concessions, and not to be missed, Husky Club Cake Walk. Okay, maybe I'll risk going for the Husky Club Cake Walk. It sounds like something I could be the president of. I'm being self-deprecating today. Costume categories include scariest, cutest, funniest, most creative, and best group. And a group counts as two or more people. Admission is only $5 per person. Non-skating adults are free and includes skate rentals while they last. Scooters, skateboards, and other wheeled devices are also welcome. Okay, I take it back. This whole thing sounds awesome. I'm going. There's the Mammoth Rec Guided Full Moon Hike coming up. Join Mammoth Lakes Park and Rec on this family adventure as we explore the sights, smells, and sounds of the Eastern Sierra on a guided full moon night hike. On Wednesday, October 20th at 6:15 p.m., we'll start at the Rec Zone and head out along the bike path to the scenic overlook. Along the way, we'll stop and demonstrate several activities that showcase how the dark influences our senses. Ooh. We'll get a snack at the overlook and head back to the Rec Zone. All children under the age of 12 must be accompanied by an adult. Adults, $10. Children, $5. You can register online if you go to the link at easternsierranow.com or call 760-965-3690. Werewolves not included. Okay, have you been wondering what parks are still open in Mammoth? Well, wonder no longer, because I am here to help. So this was updated October 6th for the Whitmore Recreation Area, Ballfield 1, Ballfield 2, Ballfield 3, with reservations for 3. The track, the synthetic turf field, and restrooms are currently all open. Shady Rest Park, Ballfields 1, 2, and 3. Playground is currently open. The Disc Golf Park is open. Work is underway to install the new recreation tee pads, though, and tee signs, so please do not use those until the work is complete. Thank you. The playground restrooms are open, snack shack, soccer fields, volleyball courts, and the water fountains and bottle fillers are open, but the water fountains and bottle fillers are closed. COVID, you know. Trails in park, playground open, restrooms open, again with the fountains closed, though. The Volcom Brothers and Little Brothers Skate Park, Community Center Park, open and open. The Community Center building is open and available for private rentals. Current COVID-19 restrictions apply. Tennis courts 1 and 2 are open. Tennis courts 3 through 6 are closed. Pickleball court, open. Playground is open and the restrooms are closed. Couple closures to talk about here. Whitmore Pool is now closed. Mammoth Rec Zone is private rentals only. And the Mammoth Ice Rink is closed but opens November 26th. So sharpen those skates, ladies and gentlemen. It's Mighty Duck time. Quick little update for the CRC, the Community Recreation Center in Mammoth. It's a spectacular fall day in Mammoth Lakes, and work continues on the Community Recreation Center. After crews from American Arena and Rink Systems placed 300 cubic yards of concrete on the Olympic rink floor last Wednesday, the rink is now covered in plastic sheeting and blankets. The rink floor will remain covered for 28 days, allowing the concrete to cure. Workers continue to prepare the storage and mechanical rooms for concrete later this month, and photos show the installation of the 42-inch diameter ducts for the HVAC system that will maintain consistent airflow and humidity levels inside the structure, crucial for optimal ice conditions. Temporary park closure for the duration of construction for the new Community Recreation Center. The Mammoth Creek Park Playground, restrooms, and parking lot will be closed to the public. The town will maintain public restrooms on the east side of Mammoth Creek Park, accessible from the multi-use path. We invite you to enjoy one of our many playgrounds at Trails Inn Park, Shady Rest Park, and Community Center. We apologize for this inconvenience and appreciate your understanding as we work towards enhancing our community recreation amenities. For additional information about the new CRC, see easternsierranow.com for all the links to get your updates. Okay, check this out. And this is something that I would have been super pissed about if I was in fifth grade. Good thing I got my sixth grade at least. In partnership with the First Partners Office and the Natural Resources Agency, the California State Park Adventure Pass provides free entry for fourth graders and their families at 19 amazing state parks throughout the state. Mountains, desert, forests, rivers, the choice of where to visit is yours. The state of California believes in the right of all Californians unless you're in first through third or fifth through 12th, to have access to recreational opportunities and to enjoy the cultural, historic, and natural resources found across the state. Too many Californians cannot access the state's parks, beaches, and outdoor spaces, nor the state's array of museums and cultural historical sites. Given this, the California Natural Resources Agency and California State Parks are prioritizing efforts to expand all Californians' access to parks, open space, nature, and cultural amenities. Doing so advances Governor Gavin Newsom's strong personal commitment to building a California for all. So there is a lot in this article that you should check out at easternsierranow.com. I won't bore you with reading the whole thing for you here, but please go check it out. The gist is, if you're in fourth grade, you get an adventure pass for free to go into all 19 state parks, and your family gets in with you. I'm not sure why it's fourth grade. It doesn't say. Why it's not third grade, why it's not all elementary school kids. I'm very confused by their plan here, but okay, that's great. So if you got a fourth grader, you're set. Time to go on a family adventure. We got a new fish report from Chris Leonard. You need to check that out. It's entitled, "What a Beautiful Weekend and Week Awaits Us Here in the Eastern Sierra." And that's on easternsierranow.com. The Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce 5th Annual Business Excellence Awards Gala is taking place Wednesday, November 10th at 5:30 p.m. at Jimmy's Taverna. This evening is the Business Communities event to honor the top performing businesses and professionals in Mammoth Lakes. It's $85 for a chamber member, $95 for a member with reserved seating. It's $90 for a non-member and $100 for non-member reserved seating. The gala features cocktail reception with sounds by Mammoth High School Jazz Combo and Choir, the family-style dinner, of course, red carpet entrance, announcing award winners, event attire, dressed to impress. So this is a to the nines type of situation, putting on the Ritz, as it were. Proof of vaccination or negative COVID-19 test required for entry. Raffle with prizes from local businesses sponsored by numerous businesses in the area. They are currently seeking donations for the raffle. If you would like to be a raffle sponsor by donating goods or services, contact Brianna Goico at the Mammoth Lakes Chamber. And a link to her email is at easternsierranow.com. Well, and a bit of sad news here. Donald William Friedel passed September 19th. September 19th, 2021, Don passed away peacefully at home in Bishop, California, surrounded by his immediate family. Don was 76 years old and passed away from complications due to Parkinson's disease and multiple strokes. He is survived by his wife of 49 years, Barbara Friedel, daughters Jennifer Turk and Kristen Pecora, and Elizabeth Donovan, and his sisters Susan and Wendy Friedel. Don was born in Pennsylvania to Helen and John Friedel. He was the oldest sibling to his two sisters, Susan and Wendy. When he was young, his family moved out to California. Don graduated from Bella Vista High School in Sacramento, California. Later, he went to college in Sacramento, earning a degree in biological science. He then worked as a laboratory scientist in hospitals until he retired. In any spare time, Don enjoyed hiking, photography, skiing, backpacking, and fishing. He was an expert target shooter and liked reloading his own rounds to get the perfect shot. Don will be missed dearly by his family, friends, dogs, and loved ones. We will keep fond memories dear to our heart. Think of him when we are enjoying the great outdoors, smell gun oil, or see a golden retriever. There will be a celebration of life December 5th, 2021 at 10:45 in the morning at Grace Lutheran Church in Bishop. If you would like to join, you are welcome. Don't forget the Bishop Broncos play tonight in Kern Valley. We will have the updates on that as soon as they are released. That's going to do it for Eastern Sierra Now. Today is October 15th, 2021. I am Jesse Steele. You are not. Have a good weekend, everybody. See you on Monday.